Really great game I saw between your Cougars and Saint Laurent. Just what do you think of the game?
Listen, it was definitely tough for the kids, right? I mean, it's always tough for them to play in rain and the wet ball. But in all honesty, I was just happy. A lot of those kids haven't had to play any kind of organized team sport in over a year. So really, that's what we were looking for, just to get the kids out, give them a chance to play and have some fun.
Yeah, so you said it was rainy. If I look at the box score of this, there was, I think, over 200 rushing yards in the game. Is that something that's going to be a staple for your team, or is that really more adapting to the conditions?
No, we would be more. No, I we're a tackle team, and our tackle team, we run the ball a lot, and so we like to go out and play five and let the kids have a chance to just throw the ball and make catches and and have some a bit of more, I don't know, not more fun necessarily, but just have fun just throwing the ball and being kids. And some kids play out of position, like we had our left guard playing center, and catching some passes, and in the game you never get the chance when we're playing tackle. So a lot of kids are playing out of position, but they get to catch the ball and they have fun.
Okay, that's cool. And any thoughts on the other team? I think this is a team, they're called FC Saint Laurent this year. They've been called, they had a different name
Yeah,
before, but what are your thoughts
it's the
on?
old Gladiators coach, right? I mean, so they're always well run. I mean, they have good schemes, but again, it's really tough to see kind of anything because of the rain and everything else. They definitely had some really good athletes, a quarterback could throw the ball, they had a couple of receivers, they were very shifty, very quick, very strong team. And we played a double header, and then the second team I think was a little tougher. I mean, it was a FPF team, so probably first or second game that these kids ever played together. But you could see even as the game was going on, they were getting better and better as the game was going on, even in the second game. I think we got off to a quick lead, and they kind of, they made it close by the end of the game.
Yeah, so that'd be the game against the Buckeyes. They threw like four different quarterbacks at you guys. How are you able to adapt to that?
All honesty, we were just playing very simple defense, a couple of zones, and a bit of man against them. In that kind of weather, it's just about keeping everything in front of you, not letting them get an easy score and going up top.
There's some names on this team that are recognized, but we know they're great players. I was wondering if there's any other names we should be keeping an eye on throughout the season who could really break out.
Listen, there's a lot of good players. I mean, Jeremy Saint-Ville has probably the quickest feet that I've almost ever seen, practically. Good top end speed, but just side to side quickness, agility off the charts. So he's very good. Eddie White, very good hands, good pass receiver. James Harrison, once he gets the balls, he's got these long legs and he's just super fast when he gets going. A lot of good kids. I mean, Zach is strong. There are a lot of good, strong kids.